Glory to Jesus Christ! Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish presents Light of the East, a program revealing how the Eastern Catholic Churches have nourished the Roman Catholic Churches and today's world in profound ways through their histories, traditions, mysteries, and spirituality. Hello, I am Father Thomas J. Loya, pastor of Annunciation of the Mother of God Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen, Illinois, and this is a story of the Eastern Churches, an inspiring story of faith, courage, intrigue, mystery, spirituality, dissension, and reconciliation. But most of all, this is an expression of a great experience of faith through our unique divine liturgy. Join with me now as we look toward the Light of the East.
Light of the East is also underwritten by a grant from the charitable Koch Foundation, whose vision is to strengthen and propagate the Catholic faith by providing grant support for a wide variety of evangelization efforts. Learn more at KochFoundation.org. Koch spelled K-O-C-H. And Light of the East is also supported by Eastern Christian Publications, where you can find the prayers of the Catholic Byzantine Daily Office at ecpubs.com and easternchristianmedia.com, a broadband network. For you to learn more about the Eastern Catholic Churches, that's easternchristianpublications.com.
Christ is born. Glorify Him. Welcome to Light of the East. I am Father Thomas Loya, your host. Here, still within the octave, the post-festive, as we say in the Byzantine Catholic Church, of the great, great feast of Christmas, the great mystery. God, who has revealed Himself in His own creation, the Creator becomes the creature while remaining the Creator, the great, great mystery. And you remember in this marvelous story, this beautiful, theological, enchanting, charming story of the birth of Christ, remember there are some difficult parts in it too, such as at the beginning where there was no room at the inn for the Holy Family. Remember that? They were on their way to Bethlehem to comply with the emperor's request for a census of everyone in his land. There was no room for the Holy Family at the inn. So the question is there room for a Byzantine Catholic priest and his community traveling through Iowa? Our guest today is Father Bruce Reby, and he will tell us about a Byzantine Catholic outreach in Iowa and its location. Welcome to Light of the East, Father Bruce, and blessed Christmas season to you. Christ is born.
Glorify Him. Thank you, Father Tom, and thank you for having me. And I'm anxious to share with your audience what we have going on in the state of Iowa.
Well, you are looking for a home, like the Holy Family, in a sense. But you have some place where you've kind of landed for a while, at least. We don't know how long, but we've been there a little while. Tell us about that first.
Presently, we are having Divine Liturgy and other Byzantine liturgical services in a town called Muscatine. It's along the Mississippi River in eastern Iowa. And the congregation has gathered here for services for the past 3 years. And we are actually looking for a new home closer to a larger city, for example, Iowa City. And in fact, as we speak today, those plans are in motion. But I was assigned here in August because they've existed for 10 years as a congregation, and they've wanted a full-time priest, and Bishop Robert has granted that request. And so I've been here since August, and we're plugging along. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and there certainly is room in the state of Iowa for the Byzantine Catholic Church. They are unfamiliar with our traditions, for sure, and I'm trying to get that word out as well. But it's an enthusiastic community we have here, and the objective or goal, along with finding possibly a new location, is to grow this congregation.
A little bit of background for our listeners, Father Bruce. We are in what's called the Eparchy of Parma. Now, in the Eastern churches, our dioceses are called eparchies because they cover huge territories, actually, because the Byzantine Catholic Church, most Eastern Catholic churches in the United States are very sparse. They're very spread out. There are some areas where they're more highly concentrated, but basically we're small and we're spread out. So we have these large territories. For example, our diocese, our eparchy, is 12 states. It used to be even bigger than that, but they actually divided it and made a second eparchy. But our Eparchy of Parma, and Parma refers to a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. So our bishop, our center, is actually in Cleveland, Ohio, but it takes in the 12 states of the Midwestern part of the United States, which would include Iowa. And in recent years, we've been having more and more inquiries from these Western states of our eparchy. And as Father Bruce just said, some very enthusiastic interest and even participation in our Byzantine Rite. So with our new bishop, Bishop Robert Pipta, he has focused on developing and sort of answering the call, the yearning, the request for people in places like Iowa to experience the Eastern Lung of the Church, the Byzantine Rite, to be specific. But this is a weighty job because, as I mentioned, we're small and we're very sparse. So we want to serve the people who are inquiring about the Byzantine Church in Iowa and other states as well within our eparchy. But we can't cover the whole state. We don't have the resources to cover the whole state right now, although we would love to. So we have to come up with a strategy. But we also have to come up with the right person to go out there and start to cultivate Iowa for the Byzantine Rite. And Father Bruce is a humble priest, so I'll speak for him. He was the one chosen for this, as he just said. But he was chosen because he is the exact person for the job. He has the skills, the abilities, the personality, the background, the experience. In other words, quite frankly, we've sent one of our best out there to work the Iowa land in the name of the Byzantine Church, the Eastern Lung of the Church, and to hopefully provide for people who are asking for an experience of the Byzantine Rite. And we do have Byzantine Catholics there. We have Byzantine Catholics that were maybe have a background in the Byzantine Church, and also those who are interested in becoming part of the Byzantine Church. They may be converts, they may be people who are not even Catholic at all. But there are people looking, there are people asking, we get inquiries, and we're trying to respond to that, as well as take care of our eparchy. Most of our churches, most of our priests and laity are in the Ohio area. And also second to that would be Michigan and a little bit here in the Chicago, Indiana area. As we go further west, we're very, very sparse. We don't have the resources to cultivate our presence as much in some of these western states. But now we're starting to do that more. And we have Father Bruce available, and that's why he was sent out there. So those of you who are interested in the Byzantine Church, you have a very, very fine priest, a very personable priest that you're going to really, really love. He was beloved where he was before. You know, he had another assignment in Ohio. Now he's in Iowa, or he's becoming beloved. And so you'll really enjoy being with him. You'll enjoy his liturgy, the people. We're small, but we're mighty. So right now, once again, we are in our outreach. And Father Bruce, once again, that address?
It's 1506 Isett Avenue in Muscatine.
And that's kind of off the main road there in Muscatine, isn't it? The main road that goes through the town?
Yes, it is.
And what time are services there?
We have Vespers at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. And on Sundays, we begin with Matins at 9 o'clock in the morning. And the Divine Liturgy is at 11 o'clock. And we have services of Vesperal Liturgy for any holy day service as well. And that would be at 6 o'clock on the eve of the particular holy day. Father Tom, I might also mention, and I appreciate your confidence and kind words, that we are hearing from areas such as Des Moines, more in the central part of the state of Iowa, and there is interest there. And I've met with the Bishop of Des Moines, and he seems to be supportive, as I have met with the Bishop of Davenport. Muscatine falls in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Davenport, and he is extremely supportive of our efforts here in eastern Iowa. And I'm learning that the Bishop of Des Moines also is going to be supportive, and there is an interest. So that is like our secondary location at this point in time is possibly getting, see, there's more interest in Des Moines. And that's why I appreciate you being on your program, because maybe somebody listening knows somebody in Des Moines or eastern Iowa, Quad Cities, that has a relative that lives here and might not be aware of who we are and what we're doing and what we're about. So I appreciate being able to get the word out.
Father Bruce, you mentioned the Bishop of Davenport. He's new, isn't he?
He is, Bishop Dennis Walsh, and he comes from the Diocese of Toledo in Ohio, and he has an affinity for the Byzantine Rite, especially, he told me, the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. And so he's been very, very enthusiastic with his assistance and willingness to be a part of this opportunity that we have here in his diocese.
And both of us received an invitation to be at his consecration.
Yes.
We were both there.
And our Bishop Robert was able to attend that as well.
Yeah, so we had sort of the Eastern Bloc there at the the ordination and consecration of a Latin Rite bishop. So what you're doing right now, it sounds like you're being a real sort of the Midwest version of St. Junipero Serra, you know, who evangelized California. You're kind of walking around, and he went on foot, but I don't know if you're going on foot, right?
Well, to be honest, I'm staying in an empty Roman Catholic rectory in a small farmland town with about 1,000 people, and it's a distance from Muscatine, so that's a little bit difficult, but that is kind of the ideal, and hopefully when we get relocated, that I can even do a little more of that foundational groundwork on the ground, inviting people and hopefully resulting in some and translating into some growth.
Our plan basically is to establish a kind of a, if you want to call it, a beachhead parish or outreach mission. Let me back up a little bit. There's basically three levels to this. One is called an outreach. That's why you hear me referring to Father Bruce's community there as an outreach. That's like the very first kind of lowest level, primary level of establishing or trying to get a presence established of a particular church. Then the next level up is you officially become a mission. Then after that, the hope is, of course, that you become a full-blown official parish. And so right now they're at the outreach level and moving towards the mission level, and they actually have now acquired a patron saint of this effort. Tell us about that, Father Bruce.
Yes, when I arrived, the community was very insistent on having a patron saint so that we could market, for lack of a better word, or have a branded name for our community. And that work had already been started. And so there were at least a dozen names submitted already in research that the bishop, actually Bishop Milan, had. And so Bishop Robert just picked up on that and arrived at the decision a few weeks ago, to give the name to the community, St. Andrew of Crete. And that was one of the names that was submitted.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with our special guest, Father Bruce Reby, to answer the question, was there room at the inn for the Holy Family? There was not, of course, so they had to go to the cave in Bethlehem. But is there room for Father Bruce and a Byzantine Catholic community in Iowa? I'm Father Thomas Loya on Light of the East.
Every day, Father Loya posts a brief 2-minute Facebook video on the Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish homepage. You'll be amazed at what you can learn just by watching. Light of the East mission is Christianity's reunion and to tell the story of the Eastern Lung of the Catholic Church. We need your support. In order to keep Light of the East on the air, you can make a donation now by going to ByzantineCatholic.com. That's ByzantineCatholic.com. And then donate securely using any major credit card. With your help, we can keep Light of the East's illumination bright.
Welcome to a St. Nicholas Minute. Do you know how St. Nicholas became known as the defender of innocent human life? Well, when I was still Bishop of Myra, some townspeople begged me to stop the execution of 3 innocent men unjustly sentenced to death. With no time to lose, I rushed to the place where the first of the 3 men was about to be beheaded. Stepping forward, I grabbed the sword from the executioner's hands and threw it to the ground. Filled with fear, the corrupt judge fell to his knees and confessed he had taken a bribe in return for the death sentences. And the 3 innocent men were set free. Since then, I'm known as the defender of innocent human life. May this holy season make us truly grateful for the gift of every human life created in God's own image as we proclaim, Christ is born, glorify him.
I'm Matt Wilcombe, director for the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, and you are listening to Light of the East.
Welcome back to Light of the East. Christ is born. Glorify him. That is a traditional greeting of the Byzantine Catholic Church during this time of the Christmas season. And we're still within the octave. And we're answering the question, is there room at the inn? Is there room at the inn, symbolically speaking? In other words, is there room in the state of Iowa for an established Byzantine Catholic community and their priests? In this case, the priest is Father Bruce Reby, who was sent from Ohio to Iowa. And he is the priest that is trying to develop what we have there already, but even take it further and spread it out throughout Iowa. Father Bruce, as you're working on this whole task, you tell me about what that is for you personally, because you came from a parish. You were a pastor there for a number of years. It was a very large and vibrant parish. And it was a parish that was already established. You know, there were pastors before you, but you came along and took it to the next stages over the years that you were the pastor. So what is it like for you to go from that experience to this experience?
It's definitely a new experience, but I'm a firm believer that what we have in the Byzantine Rite, the Byzantine tradition, is should be very attractive. And I'm thinking wherever there's a metropolitan area, a larger size city, that we can develop a presence. Now, it's a little bit challenging because Muscatine is not a metropolitan area or even a suburb of a metropolitan area. So the population of 20,000 is not a lot to work with. But that's why we're looking toward an area like Iowa City or even the Quad Cities, where the population is larger. And, you know, the whole concept is to get the word out. So I've had an extensive interview with the editor of the Catholic Messenger. That's the paper for the Diocese of Davenport. And the editor did a marvelous job giving us exposure, a front page article, lengthy. I've been on the Iowa Catholic radio station, again, getting the word out on who we are, not only as a Byzantine, as an Eastern church, but also that we now have a presence and have had a presence in the state of Iowa and are looking to expand that. And so most of, I think, the evangelization effort, the missionary effort, is through the media right now at this point. Although a lot of it would be grassroots too, talking with people on the streets and encouraging them to attend.
You know, it seems like the Catholic resources there in Iowa, as you mentioned, the newspapers, the diocesan newspapers, the Catholic radio stations, the bishops there, it seems like they have been very cordial, very charitable and kind and welcoming to us.
Extremely so. And I hope to take advantage of the 30th anniversary of St. John Paul II's Orientale Lumen encyclical, where he encourages the church to breathe with both lungs as somewhat of a opportunity to speak, to present at churches in this area on the Byzantine Church.
In fact, Orientale Lumen, that's where we get the name of our radio show, Light of the East. It's translated Light of the East in English.
Yes.
And speaking of being charitable to us, I really have to do a shout out to a particular parish in the Iowa City area. This is St. Wenceslaus. St. Wenceslaus Parish, it's near the university there. It's in Iowa City, which is, I guess, part of the Diocese of Davenport.
Yes.
And they were very generous to us. You know, we started there, actually. We started using, they lent us their church. On Sunday evenings, we would have our liturgy in their church. They were very generous to us for a long time. They never even asked us to give them any money or anything. And then when the time came for us to move on to get our own place, which we have now in Muscatine, we're renting a place. Used to be a mom-and-pop little restaurant, but we've kind of bizzed it up, turned into a nice Byzantine chapel. When it was time to move on from there, again, they were very, very gracious to us. So I want to really, really tip my hat to St. Wenceslaus Parish and their pastor of Iowa City. God bless you, all of you, and thank you for being with us during the early days, you know, the hungry years, as they say. And now we've moved on, and hopefully we keep moving on under Father Bruce's leadership. But the charity, the respect, the fraternity, the welcome that we receive from all the Catholic levels and sources out there, it's just been phenomenal, and we're really, really appreciative of that. And that's going to work for us, right, Father Bruce? Because we need them. We need the resources they have. Like, is right now, in fact, you're looking at a Latin Rite church. You're living in a Latin Rite rectory, and you're going to look at a Latin Rite church that might be able to be used by us. Is that true?
Yes, we are looking at the possibility of having our Divine Liturgy on Sunday at St. Bernadette Church in West Branch, which is just east of Iowa City. They are still open as a parish, but they only have their Roman Catholic Mass on Saturday. So there's nothing on a Sunday. And the administrator of that parish, he has three parishes, actually. His name is Father James Flattery. He feels that the community would be open to having us utilize. It'd be nice if we had it like St. Wenceslaus. Didn't have to pay any rent, but, you know, we'll see how that unfolds. But that's being looked into, and that's near Iowa City, which is a larger city, and that could be the next move that we make.
Now, tell us a little bit about the congregation there, who you do have. I imagine there's young families, children?
Indeed. In fact, there are more children, Father Tom, than adults. We have the books were small but mighty and enthusiastic, 12 adults, 18 children.
Wow.
In fact, we'll be having a baptism upcoming on January 12th.
Oh, great.
It's a very enthusiastic group. In fact, after the Divine Liturgy, and I know, Father Tom, at your church, they do this as well. We have an agape meal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody basically stays, and we partake of a meal and have some fellowship afterwards. So it's a very tight-knit community.
Oh, speaking of the agape after the meals, first of all, just a little more background for our listeners. This mission, this outreach, actually, is under basically the supervision of our parish here, Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish in Homer Glen, Illinois. And I would go out there once a month on Sundays after I did the liturgy here at my parish. I'd go out to Iowa and have the liturgy there for that group. And this is why we're so thankful that we have Father Bruce here now, and they are very thankful. Our community out there is very thankful because now they have a priest where they can have a consistent liturgy every Sunday at a more reasonable hour, like it in the morning, on Sunday morning, as well as other services too. And so this mission is actually under the supervision of our parish for the time being, but eventually we want to see it separated from us and totally on its own legs, you know, eventually becoming an actual parish. Father Bruce, tell us where people can get in contact or find out more information. I believe you have a website for the outreach?
Sure, the website, and that's where you can find most of the information, including my telephone number. It's the Iowa Byzantine Catholic Outreach. It's not under the name yet of St. Andrew of Crete, but the Iowa Byzantine Catholic Outreach.
You know, I'm going to go back to this point about the agape, because it's significant. The community there, as you said, is very enthusiastic. They're all in, and they're very serious about liturgy and prayer. In fact, in the Byzantine Church, there are actually prayers that are to be said prior to the Divine Liturgy to kind of warm you up to the actual liturgy itself. Liturgy, of course, is what we call our Mass in the Byzantine Church. After liturgy, there's actually some kind of unwinding prayers, as it were, or in other words, after communion prayers that can be said. And that Iowa community says those prayers after liturgy. In other words, after the final amen of the liturgy, they don't right away run off and go to agape. And when you smell that food cooking there, they always have a very sumptuous agape after the liturgy, but they don't really go. They don't move. Everyone still says those prayers afterwards, and then they go and they enjoy the agape, which is always very sumptuous, very full. It's like a full meal for the whole community. So that shows you, it gives you a little bit of an idea, as Father Bruce is saying, about the enthusiasm, the seriousness of these people that are there. And they've been with it for almost 10 years now. Some of the families have been with us since the beginning. So Father Bruce has a very, very strong, little, small but mighty core there that we really believe we can build upon. And again, Father Bruce, the information to find out about this mission and this outreach, what is it again?
Our website is ByzantineCatholicOutreachIowa.com.
And liturgy is at when on Sunday?
11 o'clock on Sundays.
And is there a phone number?
The phone number is my cell phone, which I'm happy to provide, 440-227-5037.
And one more time.
440-227-5037.
Now, you see that? How often today can you actually call a church or an outreach or a mission and directly get the priest, have the priest answer? How about that for service? We just have just a couple minutes left. Father Bruce, any final words for us?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And again, our impetus right now is getting the word out there because it does need to translate into some growth. You know, we have a nice core of people, but we need more participation, more members, more growth. And that's the main purpose that I'm here, is to encourage that and to attempt to grow the parish. And so this is an opportunity. So I just ask your listeners that if they know someone, especially if they're Byzantine Catholic, in Eastern Iowa, the Quad Cities, Iowa City area, or in Des Moines, where we're also having our antennas out there, to contact me so that we can provide more information to them.
Thank you, Father Bruce, for being on our program today. And it looks like there is going to be room at the Inn in Iowa for the Byzantine Catholic Church. Thank you for listening. I'm Father Thomas Loya on Light of the East.
To hear Light of the East again, visit ByzantineCatholic.com and click on the Features and Programs tab and on iTunes. Thank you for listening to Light of the East. We encourage you to tell a friend about Light of the East and to visit ByzantineCatholic.com. Light of the East is produced by ADC Media.
Hey, this is Doug Keck, EWTN President and Chief Operating Officer.
This is Bishop Ferdinand Cherie, Auxiliary Bishop of New Orleans.
This is Jerry Usher, co-host of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Thank you for listening. Next week, we will return to the Light of the East. To learn more about Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish, visit our website, ByzantineCatholic.com, where you will also find an archive of all of our programs. In order to continue Light of the East with its mission of Christianity's reunion, we need your support with a donation. Any amount will be a blessing. Please make out a check to Light of the East Radio and send it to Light of the East, 14610 Wilcook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. That's Light of the East, 14610 Wilcook Road, spelled Will-Cook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois. Or donate online on the homepage of ByzantineCatholic.com. From the Light of the East, a new dawn of unity is in sight. God bless you, go with God, and may God grant you many happy years.